Splinters of Jade grapples with mature and sensitive topics, which could be triggering for some listeners. There may be scenes ranging from the use of drugs or alcohol, suicide, enforced marriages, to violence, body horror, gore, and the dehumanization of certain castes, classes, or nations of people. Please see the show notes for episode details. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to Splinters of Jade, the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game actual play podcast. I'm your game master, Chris Garvey. You hear a wet, flopping sound. Kunigaru is played by Buell Richardson.
I did say he was next.
Kitsuki Akira is played by Steve Lanslow Bartolome.
So are we staying or are we leaving him as soon as we can?
And Yogo Sojibo is played by Brent Thorson.
Yo, it's not gonna touch, she said.
Now, on with our show. From the adjacent room comes a creaking and a crashing. Through a new opening comes the reanimated body of the other unicorn samurai. He takes a piece of wood and swings it at Kunigaru, missing terribly. What does Sai do? We're at the top of the round.
Sai is going to go after... Which one was he going after? Red?
He attacked Red earlier.
Still in fire stance. Still only has a melee of one.
Such a noob. Noob.
Well, he has zero XP.
He has two.
Oh, he has two XP. Okay, yeah.
That's two.
Noob.
Oh, wow. And he's still in fire stance, too.
Holy moly.
Oh, wow.
He's not keeping that one because, you know what? He might as well pick up the strife.
He's going to reroll.
And an opportunity, which is useless. He's just going to use it to reduce. No, he's not even going to bother with that opportunity. He's not going to keep it.
He doesn't want to keep that. But give him seven.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, never mind. He would. Sorry. I'm silly. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's still in earth stance, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 to 4, that is 11 damage on this guy.
Okay.
Is the Gao considered a bladed weapon?
It is a bladed weapon.
So that would be a critical rating of 4 using that opportunity. If he's getting in a crit.
He doesn't have a choice. So Sai reaches one of his gao over and pulls back, catching the shoulder, cutting a deep flesh wound into the shoulder. Blood starts to trickle down the chest of the unicorn samurai. It is now Kunigaru's turn.
Seeing a zombie come through the wall, hearing some Maho being spoken by one of them, Kunigaru goes, "I call upon the spirit of Jade to strike down this vile Maho user." And actually we'll do a Jade strike on the guy that has been damaged.
So on Maho Red, the bleeding one?
So, my Jade Strike, which is a... Since I'm in Earth Stance, which is what I have to be. Let's make sure I got this right. Oops. Wrong page. Yeah. Ah, want to grab your dice? Which ones do I want to keep? Well, I want to keep that one. I want to keep that one. Since I get to keep three. And actually, I think I will keep that one. Yes, I am keeping a lot of strife. But that I will hit it. I am smiting it. And I'm doing a crit severity 4.
All right. On the guy, and I think it's increased by his fatigue right now because of bleeding. Or maybe that's only on a bleeding weapon.
That's only on a bleeding weapon.
So he still gets his roll.
And he gets to knock 3 off there.
So it's a crit 1. If he has any advantages, he can spend 2 to conceal that he's been affected by it. But I know he's Maho, so I don't care.
But it does rank up because he's already criticaled. So it's another flesh wound, which ranks up to a debilitating gash.
And he's unconscious.
And he's unconscious.
And then Gru looks over at the other one. You're next.
So as the jade strike hits him, it goes right into that flesh wound into his shoulder and just rips open. Blood is gushing out of his body and he collapses down to the ground. Unless he is cared for quickly, he will be dying in 1 round.
Oh, I could do that, but wondering if we're going to get any comments about this. We're doing our best. A lot of this is paused.
The other Maho, Sukai, takes his katana and begins to mumble something before shoving the sword through his own chest. Blood showers everyone who's standing behind him, which is Sai and Kuniguru.
I was standing in front of him.
No, this is Blue.
You were behind Blue.
Remember, Jade Strike is ranged.
This would be Sojabo.
Yes.
And Sai get showered in blood, and he falls to the ground.
Still got the zombie, though.
The zombie himself is still around.
I did say he was next.
Yogo Sojabo, you are covered in blood. Imagine this is like a scene from Bleach, where it's just shower of blood.
Yeah, sorry it took me a moment, but I need to... There it is. Need to look up a spell I got.
And I forgot, I could change one where I had a success and a strife to just a success. Gaze into shadows. So I'm 1 strife less. Hey, I'm at 6 strife out of 10.
Probably should have done this as we were heading down here. I am going to Drogen Balm myself. Which probably should have done well before. Because I'm debating whether or not I can.
For our listeners, what does Drogen's Balm do?
It's poison Maho resistance. And I'm going to do it on Sadly, I actually wait. What are the generic Earth opportunities for invocations, please?
For invocations?
Yeah, they're in the invocation section. In fact, I can probably look it up quicker.
Oh, I'm in the invocation section.
Yeah.
Generic Earth. Creature feels resistant by one. Technique can target characters other than you, which is per advantage spent. Or per opportunity spent, I mean. You can treat the maximum range as one higher per opportunity spent. You can inflict physical damage instead of supernatural. And you have the sacred quality.
Yeah.
So if you get two advantages or two opportunities, you can target myself.
Yeah, but it's a bit confusing because I would actually need the opportunities to. So the basic one is a TN1 Earth check, which augments target's fortitude, reduces the 10 to check effects of poisons and disease by 2 to a minimum of 1. Additionally, they can also not become intoxicated. There may be some reasons why I took that. Anyways, beside the point. I need an opportunity to allow it to affect Maho. So I'm going to hopefully try and target me and Sai if I can get you in there, but you have a piece of jade.
Yep, I have a piece of jade, and I also have, I suppose, a certain blessing.
I know, I'm just trying to save.
I have Jirojin's blessing.
Yeah, so I'm not worried about you. It's Sai I'm worried about. It's Sai and myself.
I see successes.
Lots of successes, so I'm going to keep these two so far. Open that one. Damn. So, yeah, I'm just going to dump the rest because I don't actually need it with the TN1. So I'm going to help reduce. And you have that purify area kind of stuff, purify afflicted condition if we need it.
Yes.
So I'm going to go ahead and help Sai cast this on Sai. To help him reduce the Maho.
Yeah, so we'll reduce the TM by 2 to minimum 1. All checks resist Maho, the foul terrain quality, and the effects of otherworldly beings.
Sojibo just kind of writes in the air over Sai. Of course, Sai's like, why are you waving your finger? Why? It's called magic, you damn idiot. Writing the sacred words in the air, they kind of hit him, and a cloud of kind of this greenish mist, dust, greenish dust kind of poofs on him.
The zombie lurches forward, swinging in a very aggressive manner.
And this lasts until the end of the scene.
And hits, or comes at Kuniguru for a total of 6 physical.
So he's
endurance.
Using his the club?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
6 physical endurance.
I am going to, so we haven't done this before, I am actually going to try to,
Or not 6, 8 physical endurance.
Physical, so I do have armor, which I don't think helps
so
me.
So you got to reduce it by, so it says TN2, that reduces it by 2, because that's always bonus successes.
Yep, so 6. So yeah, I was right the first time.
Yeah, 6. Down to 5 because of my sanctified robes.
If it's...
That's a physical. Supernatural is 3.
Yeah, I'm not wearing my sanctified robes. I'm wearing my whatever robes.
I always wear my sanctified robes.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to defend against the damage. So I will take 5 fatigue as I take the katana that I've got in my hand and block it.
Totally forgot what strife I rolled on that last check. So. For the Drogen's Balm. I totally forgot.
So it's, and I do believe the fatigue goes against my endurance.
Yes. It adds to your endurance.
So I have 5 fatigue out of 10. My endurance is over here.
All right. And he's currently in fire stance now.
Well, I'm still in earth stance.
And it is Sai's turn.
Sai, does Sai even see the zombie?
Oh, yeah. It's a physical body.
Okay.
If it were a ghost, he wouldn't see it.
Did Sai have to do a fear check or something? Like, I don't know how he would react because he's not used to seeing this stuff. This is, most people here are not used to seeing this stuff, yeah, except for Kuni and I. But he is Daredevil.
Yeah, I think he'd be fine because of the Daredevil.
Yeah.
He's pretty bold.
Okay, so he's going to switch into water. So now he can use water. So he's going to make a move towards the zombie. Actually, we're all still in like really one, aren't we?
Yeah, we're ready.
So he's going to stick with fire. Never mind, he's sticking with fire. And a whopping miss.
Apparently it's a very deft zombie.
So he's not even going to bother keeping that. He's going to use this opportunity. Actually, no, he's not even going to use that opportunity. Actually, don't you have to keep one?
Yes, you have to keep one die.
He'll keep a blank. But yeah, totally whiffs on that zombie.
So Sai steps forward, but misjudges the distance, probably from the blood in the eyes, and does kind of looks more like he's doing a flare with his gao. Kuniguru.
So Guru looks at the zombie and says, "The Mahosukai have been vanquished. Now, Kami of Jade, strike down this abomination of the empire, from the Empire." So because I know this thing is Maho, I will do that. So that will be a success. And I take one strife. And he takes a severity 4 critical strike.
Wait a minute. Your Earth Ring, is there a third die?
Whoops, I rolled the wrong way. Should have been 2 white, 3 black. So let me reroll. Ew, that's not good. Because that would be a miss.
Yeah, that's a miss now. But
No, that's no problem. I will take those 3. So I did not get that strike.
You still have void, don't you?
No. We said I only had 1 void.
And sadly, I can't use Grasp of Earth here, so I can't really damage him.
And so that... We said that with the strife, I can reduce... Or with the opportunities, I can reduce strife oneself.
Yes, 1-1.
So I will reduce my strife by 3.
If you want to use it on somebody else, it's a 2-1.
Like, water is... 1-2 for yourself. It's really good.
I knew it was backwards somewhere.
The last breath goes out of the first Mahosukai, and as he breathes out, the zombie collapses to the ground as well.
Yeah, and Kuniguru is like, good. Whatever.
All right, so Sai and Sojibo have the blood and need to do their checks.
I'm in earth, fitness. He's in fire, fitness. So, and his is reduced.
Yes.
Mine, however, is not.
Nope, you're at 2. He's at 1.
He makes it. Or you make it, whoever was the first one.
He was the first one.
Yeah, he makes that.
So, yeah.
And then yourself. You make it.
I make it. Not sure I want to keep all those opportunities, though.
Yeah, especially since there's strife on them. You want to reroll the exploding?
See, I'm keeping it anyway, so I might as well.
Ooh.
And that gives you a success and an opportunity.
So I'm going to go ahead and... Because I'm pretty sure he is... I'm going to use that opportunity to cancel my strife there. I don't know. What's your strife at? A lot?
3, and I still haven't rolled.
Yeah.
What you can't you did not get sprayed with the blood, though.
But we're in the fouled area.
True.
Yep. So everybody in this inn has got to make this check. He's going to have to start making checks to probably try and either purify the area, and if we can't...
No, I'll be purifying the area. But like I said, you can just keep your exploding die.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool.
So.
Yay, we're not zombies. Oh, you're fine.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to use Drogen's Blessing to reroll these two. Because I can.
Might as well.
Let's see. I'll keep the success, and the success. So, I'm fine. Now, to get to the right book. No. Cleansing an area is in the Shadowlands.
Oh, and you bought it? Yes!
Actually, I will be buying it. I thought I had, and I'm looking going, what? Because it was one of the ones I was going to buy, I think.
I thought you had something else that did that.
You know, I think it was a basic one we had.
Sojabo and Sai, because they were sprayed in blood, need to do a fitness water test as well. This one's specific.
Oh, this is specific.
This is specific for fitness water.
Oh, that's your stuff, so I'm going to put your stuff over. Okay, first is Sojabo this time.
And this is TN2.
He made it. I don't think he wants to spend any opportunities.
Sai is TN1 once again.
Made it.
All right, so you both have managed... You'll be able to clean up quickly enough that you will not receive a Shadowlands taint on your water ring.
Hmm. Yep. That would be bead.
Oh, actually, no, I can't pick it up. Essence of Jade is a rank 3 Earth invocation.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, we were using a different one that I do have because we didn't have the Shadowlands book. And I'm trying to remember which one that was.
It was a ritual of purification.
I think that was it, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out why it's not listed on the character sheet.
Maybe you forgot to put it on there.
I think that one should have been an automatic. Is it? No, because the only rituals I get are commune with the spirits and threshold barrier.
Yeah, and you bought that. I remember you buying that.
You're right. Yeah, so...
Because we use it to cleanse the afflicted area of...
And it's because the paper blossoms was messing up. I think I forgot to... I swapped with something else. But that was ritual.
Cleansing, right. That was it.
Yeah. And if I can find it again. And if Chris will allow that to be used that.
Yes.
What's your void at?
2.
You could make it with a... explosion.
So, cleansing right. Oh. Wow. That's a nada. Yeah.
Spiritual contaminants from the targets before they spread.
This is burning.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it only works on targets, but whatever.
Yeah,
the building's a target.
Yeah. I will definitely be taking the level 3 ritual when I can, when I have the opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is definitely something that Guru would have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hells yeah.
Down at ground level, the champions, the forces of the dragonfly, meager what they are, have shown up.
Okay.
Probably this time my heart's calmed down a little bit, so stand up a little straighter. Yeah.
Koshi Rin, the head of the guard, is there. Kitsugi-san, what? We were told Maho Tsukai are here.
Inside, upstairs.
All right, we've cleared the market already, as you can see.
Yes.
And then we come down.
No one else has entered, and... Ah, there they are.
Evacuate the building, it's gotta go. Yes, it was that bad. Prepare us a ritual bath.
You heard him, let's evacuate the building.
Get the fire brigades to protect the other two buildings. Can we scan the innkeeper for taint? Because she's been in here.
She's been down on the first floor, kind of doing her own thing. You can check her for taint. You can seal the door and tainted beings can't get through.
Yoga-san, Kuni-san, did they have any more blades?
Yes, and I'm sure we confiscated those.
You guys have all of your stuff? Because if it's in here, it stays.
I believe I do, yes.
We were staying
in the castle, anyways.
And do I see the matron of the inn?
Yes.
Basically, you beckon her over with a finger.
Yes, Samurai-sama.
Other than the four unicorn, who else was staying here?
There was that one dragon who was in room one. That's all.
And you said they had left already?
I believe he's gone out.
Your inn is to be burned.
But this is my whole livelihood.
Don't worry, my dear. This will be paid in full by the Emerald Championship. And if you will so allow me, I would like to make a check to write a... to refine a receipt for her to...
to basically get paid back.
I was just about to pull out a paper and start writing a permission that, this was her lost because of our duties, and she is entitled of recompense.
Yep, no need to do any checks on this.
Okay.
Question is, does the Tanbo guard say or do anything when Guru says the inn will be burned?
Most of the guardsmen are kind of looking at you like, you're burning down our buildings, but nobody says anything.
I'm going to go point at, how many guards are there?
There are about 20.
You 10, go grab some buckets. You 5, get sand or dirt or anything. We must make sure the buildings on the sides do not burn. The rest of you, keep everyone back. And then I look at the commander of the guard. Take the innkeep off to the side. I need to ask her some questions about the last of the unicorn that was staying here.
Yes. We'll keep her over by the stables.
Yeah. And actually, then Gru looks over at Kazuki. How about you ask her? We need a description of the last unicorn. There were 4. There was only 3 here.
Hey. So I take her aside.
And holds his hand out for your soju. Splash, splash, splash. Splashes the alcohol on the outside of the building so that the fire will catch.
Paper, I don't think it really needs it.
And then, after 3 splashes, hands the rest back.
So the building erupts into flames, and we can see the silhouettes of all 3 magistrates and Sai standing there just watching it as it goes and burns to the ground. As the flames start to peter out, we hear screaming back at the main castle.
Ooh, that was a close one. Almost walked away tainted. A shame about the inn, though. I hear it rated quite high on the Gong Yelp. Anyways, Roku Khan is still being funded, so please, we want to meet you, play with you, so donate now. Just go to Kickstarter, search for Roku Khan with a C, and just chip a few bucks. We're little behind, it's going slow, so hurry up. Our charity food drive tournament is still on the 26th of October at Around the Table Pub in Linwood, Washington. So if you can, please join us, and if for no other reason than to kick my scrub scorpion butt. Now let us get back to our magistrates as they discover what happens when they forget to shut a door to another world.
We open back up at the castle. The two guards that were at the gate are no longer there. As you enter, things seem to be in disarray, and you don't see people in the main courtyard. As you go further in, you hear a wet flopping sound, as if somebody were slapping fish against the ground in a rhythmic pattern.
Gone? Are you here? I kid.
That was my first thought as well.
Same here.
All right. I guess I will head to the sound.
Oh, yeah. Definitely following.
Oh, yeah. Ronan in front, of course.
Oh, yeah. The Sai is leading the way. The other guards, the 15 that were set to make sure nothing burns, are still at the building. Mm-hmm. But there are some with you, as well as Koshi Rin. As you approach the wet flopping sound, you see that it's a pair of feet that are making the noise. Going up the body, you see a creature covered in filth. Its limbs are thin and emaciated. Its stomach distended, very similar to the creatures of Gakido that you had seen before.
Oh, boy.
Oops.
I think we have a guest from that inn we visited.
Okay. And this... where is this again?
This is in the Castle of the Dragonfly.
I meant what room?
Oh. This is in where you're at is just one of the many hallways.
Sai, take care of that.
Without much effort, he's able to dispatch the creature. One is not too difficult.
Any more sounds of wet fish slapping rhythmically?
Not exactly, but you do hear sounds of munching.
Okay, this way. I think there's more.
Thought we closed that hole.
So did I.
Oh, you closed the door. Not the hole.
I was actually later. I was thinking, oh, maybe I should have threshold barriered that little area. Oh, well, too late now.
Yeah. I was surprised you hadn't.
I got distracted. And anyways, I think that's a downtime activity, not really a support activity, so I couldn't have done it anyways.
Plus also, I think you were too grateful to have escaped the realm alive.
Yeah. It's not according to the lore, it is not a quick time thing.
Yeah.
It's not something I can like, whoop, whoop. Eloi,
in the name of the Lord, the Son, blah, blah, blah. I prevent you from coming in here.
No, it's not that.
Wrong religion.
I know. That's why I was using it. It's like, it's not that quick.
Yeah. As you get to the main hall where you guys had dinner the previous night, you see maybe a dozen of those creatures. Some feasting on the food from the kitchen. Some feasting on parts of the table. Some feasting on each other, and some sort of meat.
It's people. It's like, just say it. It's people.
It's people. We know it. You know it. Our listeners know it. It's people.
It's people. Feasting on people. This is more like the modern adaptation of zombies, as opposed to the zombie you had faced before, which is the older rendition of a zombie.
Yeah. The Voodoo-style zombie versus the Romero-style zombie.
Yes.
These are the Romeros. Oh, great. Pulgion, okay, we've got a little cleansing to do.
All right, and I will head. Sai, and I point to the guards. Take care of those. Kuni and I will go and try and seal the door back up.
I trust you remember where it was.
Oh, yeah, perfect memory.
Ah, like I said, I trust you remember where it was. Come on, Sai. We've got work to do.
You get back to the room, and you see the body that has been ripped to pieces. The doorway is, instead of being like a small gap, it's now been ripped open, as if hands had grabbed the edges and just shattered it. And a trail of filth is stretched across the floor. The smell of bodily functions is overwhelming.
And oh, yes, cleansing rite will allow you to cleanse an area that is defiled.
Yeah.
By spending opportunities.
Yeah, so this is not defiled. This is, Gakido does not taint like Jigoku. Gakido is a realm of punishment.
I am lost on what to do here. This has gotten a little out of hand. Did the Kuni warn of anything of Gakido, or are they, I know, mostly Jigoku?
Gakido is known of a little, but as you say, it is mostly Jigoku. And I'm going to try to remember what I've been taught about Gakido.
I'm going to assist with him.
All right.
What? Unless I can do it better.
This is going to be a Theology Earth.
Is yours two?
Two Theology, three Earth.
Okay, so yeah, I'll just assist with my perfect memory then.
And that will, I believe, gives me...
Well, it gives you a additional black die, I think. And it also allows you to do a reroll.
Is it additional black die, or is it because you've got the skill?
Do you have the theology skill?
Oh, I have the skill, yeah.
So I get, so you get a white.
Okay, extra white.
And you get to keep
an extra die.
And you can reroll whatever you want, which you probably don't.
Well, I'm definitely going to keep that exploding. I'm going to keep that exploding with a strife. Let's see. I'll keep that one with the opportunity. And that one with the opportunity. So, that's the four dice I can keep. I'm going to reroll the exploding black.
Boom again.
I'm going to keep that. So, then, let's see. I'll reroll the exploding black. I'll keep that opportunity. Then, the exploding white. I'll keep that opportunity. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes. 1, 2, 4 advantages. Yeah. So, like I said, I've got 5 successes. 4, no. Yeah, 5 successes, 4 advantages, and 2 threat.
2 strife.
2 strife. I think I recall.
That was a lucky roll.
Yeah, that was.
Especially for Buell.
Yeah. Sure, rub it in, Steve.
All right, so you remember that there is a rite that you can do. It's a modification of the cleansing rite that works kind of to invert door passageways. It only works on temporary ones, but not on the permanent ones, because those are natural passages.
So, and this would not be a natural one. This would be a temporary.
Yes. So you would have to do a meditation earth, TN3.
I can add a black.
You would also need something from that from the location.
This location or that location?
Both, actually.
Okay.
To invert it.
Well, we've got a dead Gaki.
Yeah. So we'll go get a Gaki. We got lots of stuff from here.
Yeah. here's what happens. We switch to the scene of Kitsuki, Sai, and the guards valiantly fighting these guys. In comes Kuni, grabs a body part, and then just walks off the screen.
Sounds good.
Comes in, grabs a dead Gaki,
yeah,
and walks off.
Pause for a moment. Look for where Yoga went. Shakes his head.
Continues. No, this is
Kuni Guru.
Oh,
Yoga's not gonna touch these things.
Yeah, you don't see.
So, oh yeah. So Yoga's gonna go. Stops for a moment, looks to where Yoga went, shakes his head, continues fighting the Gaki.
Still got it confused.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yoga is.
Okay, take 3. Pause for a moment, looks to where Kuni left, shakes his head, continues fighting the Gaki.
And I'm going to grab probably something from... I'm going to grab, like, a fallen chip from where the jade tree is. So I'm sure there's, like, some... or something from that area, and just kind of bring that over to where we are, where the hole is.
All right.
And I'm going to have to buy meditation.
So am I. Apparently, I don't have it.
I don't know.
I don't either.
All right, roll TN3. Oh, so close.
That was with my extra black.
You do have a void.
Spend the void, but it has to roll everything, correct?
If you're spending it to reroll, yes. If you're going to roll one extra, you can just roll one extra.
Yeah.
So it's a gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the gamble paid off.
Woohoo.
So, 3 successes, 3 strife.
I will take one of those strife because I am helping with this as we just make our prayers. I don't know.
Yeah.
And being a ritual, it is a downtime. It actually states it. Ritual performed during downtime and potentially during other types of scenes.
Yeah. So we are.
So other types of scenes, we're.
In the other type of scene.
We're saying our mantras and holding up our. I don't know. What are they called? This little fan sacred
Tessin?
No.
There's a special term for the
the streamer rods. Yeah. I can't remember what they're called. And no, I don't mean streamer rods is offensive. I just don't remember what they're called. Let's look them up really quick.
I'm going to date myself and us with a terminology that I'm going to some thing that I'm going to use here.
Go high. That's it.
Go high.
Go high. So we're, yeah, we're waving our go high. And
the final part of the ritual, you take both things and cast them through the doorway. The door closes, folds down to a thin line and then to a single dot before disappearing, similar to turning off an old tube TV.
We are so old.
After it disappears, Guru, that is the first time I've ever had to do that modified ritual. I hope we don't ever have to do that again.
Yes, and I will... I am covered in blood. I am going to find the baths.
I will go see how our Kitsuki Akira is doing and sigh.
And before you walk off, you hear a voice. A bath does seem like a good idea for you. You recognize the voice of Tanbo Hisuga, the Dragonfly champion, and Damio. After your bath, please, we will have a feast tonight. No, there will be no bodies.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, God. Was looking at him like,
I haven't even turned around yet. I was like, oh, please. I'm basically in my head. Please not be a zombie. 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 And I just turn around and I'm just like, yes. Are there any servants alive?
There are quite a few. And they will be sent to assist you.
And I think the last person in the bath would probably be Kuni after he does all his stuff. And he's just like...
The blades are setting off the side there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice hot spring type bath.
Oh,
open
nice.
Air.
Yes. It's a little bucket of sake floating near Sojibo at this point. All right, so... I haven't done my report yet, but do...
So are we staying or are we leaving him as soon as we can?
We have one more unicorn to find.
There is that.
And did you find anything out about the dragon?
About the dragon? No. The unicorn, he had a braided beard and was quite heavy set.
Oh, okay. So, we're kind of split at this point. One of us needs to return home as soon as possible, while the other, while did the taxes leave already?
They're leaving in the morning.
They're leaving in the morning. Has Kasuga left?
Kasuga has not left.
So we need to get the taxes back to the magistrate. And we all know how he is.
Yeah.
If we don't do the job.
Yes.
And of course, winter is coming on soon.
Yes. And we, as we said, we have the unicorn to find. Because if we had three Maho, there is a fourth. So the question comes in, do we stay to try to find him here? Do we let him escape as we go bring the taxes back and let the magistrate know that there's Maho about?
I thoroughly believe that unless we were to get the Wasp Clan are still around, right? Yes.
Clan exists, yes.
Unless we were to get to Tsuruchi, I am quite doubtful we could hunt this man down. After the inn's burned, he is probably long gone.
In the wind, yes.
If you are a Haruma scout, I would definitely go with the previous plan of trying to hunt this man down.
but I don't think any of us here are adept at tracking in the wilderness.
No.
No.
So that... It's just that someone may have... I don't know. Did you share that?
About Ningo... Yeah. Ningo... Actually, yes.
Yes, I did.
Saying is basically his family's growing. His,
my family's growing. My wife is about to give birth.
So and then you have your personal obligations.
I do.
I wish I knew where Cho was. I would try and see if he could find this. Yes, I know a Haruma. His name is Haruma Cho. But he's somewhere past, probably south of the wall right now, going after some goblins.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you have your dream, too.
Yeah, and that's... Most of the dream was...
Find your aunt.
In the Dragonlands, yes. You shared that, right? I can't remember.
No.
Okay, I didn't mind.
And the thing is, I don't know about my aunt, other than that she's in the Dragonlands. But I do know that... Kira's mother was Haruma.
Yes.
Hmm.
I don't like doing this because technically we are going against what I would wish to do. But I say we send the taxes as we were initially planning.
Mm-hmm.
We go visit your family. I wish to speak to your mother.
All right. Show a little bit of surprise at this. Like,
Guru-san, isn't she a married woman?
I said speak to her.
I
let this old fool.
Not my type.
I know, but you're still a lecherous old fool, even though you're young.
Oh, I'm old, technically. I'm like 32-ish. That's old in this time period. beside the point. So it seems that the Dragonlands are calling us. Should we leave?
I say we leave in the morning.
That sounds like a good idea. Leave in the morning.
That way, if the Maho are trying to dissuade us, we take them away from the castle. Though we should at least let the Lord know. Because, yes, he probably heard from his runner that I said Maho. And we should then explain to him what we found.
And we fade out as you guys are just relaxing in the bath.
SoundCloud, Bandcamp, or his website, DarrenCurtisMusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nyx Animalia. More of her art can be found on Etsy. Recording, editing, and sound design is by Brent Thorson. Story is conceived by Chris Garvey. You can follow us on Twitter at SojPodRPG, that's at SojPod. RPG on Facebook at facebook.com/SojPodRPG and SojPodRPG.podbean.com. You can message us at SojPod@gmail.com and support us on Patreon
at patreon.com/podgerpg to get exclusive episodes and extras. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Play, and your podcast player of choice. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you can't jade strike it, grasp it with Earth.